You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today and tuning in. I just want to say thank you. I have been getting a lot of emails from guests that listen to my show, and I just want to say I appreciate you because I am doing this to share my knowledge, my experience, and the experience, knowledge of all my guests. And that's really what it's about. It's about us coming together and really sharing our journey and sharing, you know, the things that we do that make us feel good. So I just want everyone to take a deep breath. And I just want to say today is a good day. Today is a good day because I have a beautiful woman friend with me as my guest, and she dropped off her chocolate, her caramels, I'm sorry, early this morning. I have been doing caramels all morning. So today is definitely a good day. So I just want everyone to know, you all know if you've been listening to me, that I am an advocate daily user of CBD. I am a licensed psychologist with over 23 years of experience practicing mental health. And I am a testament to the benefit, the medicinal benefit and healing benefit of CBD for our mental health, our physical health, and putting our bodies back in balance. CBD is not THC. It doesn't come from marijuana. It actually comes from the hemp plant, which is another species of the cannabis plant. It is legal in all 50 states. You don't need a prescription. And it really is a life changer. We as human beings all have an endocannabinoid system, and we have receptor sites in every organ of our body that seeks out CBD to help put our bodies back in balance. So if you're dealing with chronic pain, if you're dealing with anxiety, depression, lack of focus, insomnia, you should be using CBD. Again, I'm a daily advocate. I'm an advocate and daily user of it. I teach all of my patients about it, my family, my friends, everyone knows. And I'm going to be talking to Nicole about using our infused CBD that perhaps she can consider using it in her caramels. So like I was saying, my special guest is Nicole Manning Ash. And like so many others in 2020, Nicole was laid off from her nonprofit job because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Again, this was really challenging for her. And so she found herself, along with millions of others in the United States, out of work and trying to figure out what was next. And Nicole has always loved cooking. In fact, she debated between going to culinary school or working in sports when she was trying to figure out what she wanted to do after college. And after much thought, Nicole knew it was now time to switch gears and work on the dream that she had for years. And it has been the biggest challenge, really, to get past the fear of going out on her own with her own business. And in a way, her friends and family had always served as her culinary test kitchen tasters. So she knew that she had a good product. And she said that her friends could be really honest critics. And so she confessed that. But She learned the business side. She reached out to small business owners and she sought their mentorship in where she should go and what steps she should follow. And so after years in the making, we now have brown sugar caramels. It's finally arrived and everyone can enjoy Nicole's decadent creation. Brown sugar caramel has many delicious flavors, including coffee, cayenne, balsamic, raspberry, coconut, vanilla, and sea salt. And like I mentioned earlier, she dropped off these caramels this morning and I have been eating them all morning. And I don't know what my favorite is. I love the cayenne because it has like a zing and I love spicy, but I also love the vanilla and the coconut. So I am just so excited to have Nicole on my show to really tell us about her journey and how brown sugar caramels came to be. So welcome, Nicole.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, Cass. It's such a pleasure and I'm so excited for you and your journey. And, you know, all of us, no matter what we're doing, we have some sort of journey that we're going through. And, you know, you never know what people are going through. Things can always look great at the surface. And then behind closed doors, they could be going through some sort of struggle. And I think that, you know, everyone, we have to build up a strong support system, whether that support system is for us personally or professionally or spiritually, what have you, we have to build that up. And that's really how brown sugar caramels came about. Like I said, like you read, I was always, for most of my life, I was in the sports and entertainment business. I left college. I was an athletic trainer, a student trainer in school, looking at the sports medicine route, decided I wasn't going to go to med school and then decided, let me go the sports route. But once I graduated, I still had that passion for cooking and bringing wonderful treats and things and meals to people. I think, everything that I've done in my life, it's creating experience and knowledge and joy to friends and family. And so I think that, you know, I didn't necessarily have that as like my mantra or purpose, but I think really when you think about it, that's always been what I do. And when culinary school kind of got pushed to the side because I did have offers to go into athletics. So I coordinated Division I championships for the Colonial Athletic Association. I'm originally from Virginia. So I was there in Virginia doing all of that, and then was hired by the NCAA to coordinate national championships. Ultimately moved to Chicago. And for 10 years, I was with the Chicago White Sox. My first year was the year that we won the World Series. So I like to say that. I like to say that I was the good luck charm that brought that World Series here to Chicago. And it was amazing.
Absolutely.
I was senior director of game operations for them. So everything that my staff and I did in the ballpark was creating the experience around the game. I like to say it was what we did. Oh, and then a baseball game happened to break out. So it was humanizing the players, going down to spring training, getting their looks on the video board, coming up with fun ideas for sponsors, all the music in the ballpark, everything that was read, the fireworks, the music to the fireworks, all the ceremonies, even the World Series ticker tape parade and the ring ceremonies and all of that decor in the ballpark. I recently went back and I can still see my decor there. That's what my staff and I did. And it was a great experience. I had an opportunity because I like to support other groups, the military. I'm very passionate about supporting the military because my father is a 30-year Marine Corps veteran. My brother was a naval aviator. So I always tried to support them. You know, we developed Hero of the Game at the ballpark. And then just other nonprofits. And I had a tie with a certain nonprofit, a certain cause. And they offered me a position. And I just thought, you know what, now's the time. After 10 years with the Sox, I'll go there. And then the pandemic hit. I was with the nonprofit for about 7 years, so had done some good work with them, got them on their way. And, you know, the pandemic kind of knocked everybody off their feet. And though I was very blessed because my family and I were healthy. We stayed safe, and, you know, God rest the souls for those who, you know, didn't have that, you know, experience. And thank God for those who went through that and are still here with us. So, you know, we're all very blessed to be here. Yes. But like so many people, I was looking for work. And what am I going to do next? And I had always created treats and, you know, dishes and had people over that from my house, which nobody really was doing anymore. But back in the day, you know, I'd bring those sweets and everything to work. Even as a child during the summers, when I got bored, my parents would come home and they're like, Nick's been cooking again. Nick's been baking. And they'd look at the table and it was like a smorgasbord of cakes and cookies and all those yummy things. And so I try to tweak them and make them my own. And that's how the caramels came about. I had seen something, someone create them, and I thought I could do that. And so I tried my hand at it. First, I actually started with marshmallows and people love them. And then I went into the caramels and people love them. And I'm like, what if I could make them with different flavors? And so I was experimenting with extracts and spices and things like that. And it just, people at work started asking for more, but that was a lot of work when you're working 18-hour days, you know, for like a 8 to 10 game homestand and coming home to make that. And so I kind of put it off to the side, and I actually created them for my wedding as favors for our guests to our wedding. So you can imagine, you know, a couple of nights before when I'm supposed to be like having a bachelorette party or something like that, and I'm like wrapping caramels for our guests.
Wow. But those are sweet gifts, yes, for guests.
Yes. And my husband, who's not a caramel eater, became addicted and a caramel eater, and was actually walking around to the different tables saying, are you going to eat that? And I'm like, sweetheart, you married the creator. You don't have to go and take the guests caramel. So, you know, I'll make you some more. But, you know, pandemic hit, like I said, and looking for work and, you know, nobody really finding that. And I thought, you know what? If not now, when? I have the time. Let me start researching. Let me start looking into packaging. Let me start developing a team. Who's my support system? And I just got to work. What do I need to do? I need to get my food service and safety sanitation management certificate. I need to find a good attorney and an accountant and things like that. What's my packaging? Where am I going to buy my ingredients? You know, how am I going to price them? It's a lot. It's a lot. And I think in the past, you know, and I think sometimes all of us, they call it analysis causes paralysis. You know, you sit there and you analyze instead of I just had to move forward with it. And here we are today, and you're sitting there enjoying them. I hope you save some for your family.
Well, you know what? I have to say, I'm probably going to maybe save one or two, but I know you all can't see them if you're on audio, but they come in the most adorable brown box packages. And it's just so beautiful. Handcrafted decadence. This one is cayenne, which I think is one of my favorite. Brown sugar caramels. And I love them. You open them up and you get four in the small sizes, I think is what you say, 3 ounces. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it just looks so inviting. It just looks like once I eat this, I know I'm going to feel good. And it is about the experience. And I think that, you know, when you say decadence, it's, you don't need a lot. You just need a little taste to just boost your mood, to increase that energy and that vibration, and
your endorphins.
I love it. I love it. Those all of that good stuff.
You know, I mean, you can go to the store and buy caramels. You know, I wouldn't have done this if they weren't going to be different. You know, I needed to make something that elicited a like a visceral response from people. Like, you know, you felt it in your body and soul. And really what I get from people is, oh my gosh, what? This is not what I expected. And, you know, first you taste the caramel and then you taste the flavor of whatever that is. And then, you know, I think people eat it and they're like, wait, you know, it's almost like if you ever get a massage and you know, I'm a proponent if like, you know, you're getting a massage, whatever, health, well-being or something like that, or you got some knots in your back or something. I'm like, I can't fall asleep because I need to enjoy the massage. Like this is something where you almost get lost in the caramel for your first one that you bite and you eat it and you're like, wait a second, I have to have another one. Did I really just experience that? No, I have to have one more. And then if you have another flavor, you're like, let me get this other flavor and try that.
Exactly. I mean, the coconut, the vanilla, the cayenne, the raspberry, these are just excellent flavors. And I tell you, I'm not much of a sweets kind of person, but they don't taste heavy. It's like when you eat it, it's rich and it has like you say, like your glands are working to give you that, you know, experience. And it's light. It doesn't feel heavy. It feels very light. And everything has its own energy frequency. And I tell you, when I eat these, I just feel like I feel the love that you poured into the ingredients and the mixing. I don't even know how you go about making it and spreading it. And can you tell us a little bit about that process?
You know, you talk about love and it is a labor of love because, you know, I never seem to pick anything easier. I always take the difficult route. I could have done something else where you just put it in the oven, set a timer, walk away. No, I picked something where, you know, you've got the measurements and you really, I don't leave the pot. I am stirring over it. It's actually this pot behind me. I am stirring that pot for 45 minutes to an hour.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, the
I was going to say, yeah, you, I mean, you look great, but them arms are real good. That's a good workout.
It is. You're just stirring and you're watching and you're observing and you're making sure everything is melting and mixing together and, you know, watching out for crystallization. And then after about that time, and it's reaching to, you know, a certain temperature, but you can also tell with the consistency when it's ready to pour. Because if you go too long, it can be a hard caramel. Nothing wrong with a hard caramel, but I want, you know, and not each caramel is slightly different. And that is also, you know, managed by the ingredients that it has, but they're all somewhat of the same consistency. The balsamic is a little softer because I add additional liquid to it, which is the balsamic, but, and I wanted it to be a little soft and gooey, but, yeah, it's an hour of stirring, pouring, and then it's got to set for a few hours before I can go. And I actually hand cut and then hand wrap and then box. And they're all made to order. So I don't necessarily have caramel sitting around. There could be a few if I'm making an order and I have a few extra there. And I sometimes have friends and people, were you making caramels today? Can I just stop by the house? But yeah, it's a labor of love. And, you know, I enjoy test kitchen. I've got a few family and friends who are kind of on my test kitchen squad and they're like, when are you trying a new flavor? What's that going to be? And, you know, it's just something that I might experience if I'm going out to dinner and I taste or smell a spice or, you know, I watch a lot of Food Network. And so if I see something and I'm like, I wonder how that would be, that would taste in a caramel. And then it's a matter of including that ingredient in and not having it overpower the caramel taste, because I still want you to have the experience of a rich, yummy caramel. And like vanilla is our base flavor caramel. And then the others are adding that experience of whether it's an extract or spice or something like that. But, you know, that's the time consuming thing of really the creation and the, you know, creating something new with it.
Yeah. I got two ideas. I think a cinnamon would be good.
Okay.
And I would also encourage you to try a CBD. We have our CBD has a for baking actually.
Okay.
That it's colorless, it's, you know, tasteless, but they can get the benefits of the CBD in the caramel. Right.
We may set people over the top with that CBD because you'll get the enjoyment of the caramel and then you'll get the CBD. Yeah, you won't hear from
the calm, the relaxing, the arousal, you know.
Okay.
Exactly. The arousal, sexual pleasure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll have to look into that. What kind of name would you have that? Like aphrodisiac or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I like it.
And then the other question I had is how long will they last? Because they're handmade, they're made to order. How long can I have them sitting if I want to do like one a day or a couple a day?
So I seriously doubt that they're going to last long because generally when people get them, they devour them.
Right.
But they can last up to 3 months. And if you store them in an airtight container in the refrigerator or even the freezer, they'll last for a little bit longer. If you have them on the counter and you have them sitting there and they'll last for a couple of weeks. Up to 3 months, and it's not that they don't go bad. What happens is they might start to crystallize a little bit. So the texture on the outside just might start to change, but they haven't gone bad. You can still enjoy them. But I do recommend if you're keeping them for a while and you're really doing a savor once a month, which personally, I don't recommend. I think you should just enjoy them when you get them, you know, over a couple of days or a week's time, and then get yourself some more. If you need to keep them for longer, if you have a large order and you're keeping them, put them in the freezer, put them in the refrigerator. I would just recommend bringing them down to room temperature before you bite into them, unless you like that frozen caramel taste. That's good too.
So that's really good to know. And how far in advance would you say if you're doing a large order, maybe, I don't know, 100 pieces, if that's large, how long do you need to prepare for that quantity of order?
So for any order I request, I let people know that, and it's on my website, as well as how long should they last. So if you forget on our podcast today, I can go back to the podcast and replay it, but you can also go to the frequently asked questions on my website, www.brownsugarcaramels.com. The order process is generally I ask or say that it takes about 3 to 5 days. And that's because I have a lot of different orders coming in and depending on the size of the order and how long it needs to sit, things like that. And then I send via UPS ground. So then it may take a couple of days depending on where you are in the United States. I only send in the United States. I don't send to Alaska and Hawaii. Sorry, guys. But it's just the price of shipping is going to outweigh, you know, how much the caramels actually are. But if you are in those states and you want to give me a call, my phone number is on all the material. You can call me and we can figure something out.
Love it.
If it's a very large order, I actually do recommend, like you said, 100 pieces, which is not pieces of wrapped caramel. It would be 100 boxes, whether it's the minis that come 4 per box or regular, which comes 8 per box. If you have something 20 to 25 boxes or more, I recommend you give me a call or send me an email and we can make sure that we get everything done appropriately for you.
Wow, that's a lot. So I know, you know, you're doing this, you're a one woman show. Do you have helpers? Because I know with any good business and a good product, there's going to be expansion. How do you see this expansion happening?
Well,
do you have the help?
It takes a village. It really does take a village. And like I said in the beginning, I think everybody needs a good support system. I mean, I definitely couldn't have done this without my husband and my family, my boys, just being there supportive and understanding, getting out of my kitchen when I need them to, when I've, you know, cleaned and sterilized everything down and are about to cook. But yeah, I think I have set up a good business team and I'm always adding to it. And that business team includes people who are not necessarily paid. They're people who are helping me out. Friends like you and us doing this podcast today. Other individuals who have connections with people in different industries where we can grow and expand. But then of course, you know, having a good attorney to get all your licensing, your insurance, a great insurance person that you can call if you need to change things up, understanding what you need insurance wise, because it's not just about your materials or about, it is about safety and materials of others, but it's also things like, you know, cybersecurity, things like that. Belonging to good business groups. I am working with some cohorts, so I take classes online and, you know, just keeping my, just understanding and keeping my wisdom and knowledge up to date. So I know what's happening in the business world, learning what other people are doing. So yeah, I mean, I think it's, you need to have that in place and you need to continue to grow that in order to grow. For me, expansion, yes, I will look to expand. And so that's some of the things that, you know, when I'm not stirring the pot of caramels, I'm working on the business side of it, keeping my books in order, thinking about and always reviewing and updating my business plan, working on social media. So these are all things, because it's just me, that, yeah, at some point I'm going to need to have to hire somebody. And so that's the balance that you have to figure out of, like, at what level of growth do you start to hire additional people and additional staff in order to grow you even more. So we're getting to that point where I'm going to have to, you know, start looking at that, and because it's getting bigger and bigger. And so, but that's exciting. I'm really excited about that growth. It can be a little nerve-wracking, but it's exciting. Very exciting.
It is exciting. So can you tell my listeners where they can get the caramel, give the website again, and anything else that you want to share to inspire the listeners?
Yeah. So you can visit www.brownsugarcaramels.com to order. And it's all right there on the website. We also have Instagram. So if you would be great if you guys follow me on Instagram. Working on that. I'm not the best at all of it, but I'm trying to build up my Instagram knowledge. And it's also on Facebook. So I think you can also go through Facebook and you can hit the website as well, but go to brownsugarcaramels.com. Whether you say,
and what caramel, is the Instagram? What's the caramel. Instagram?
The Instagram is at brownsugarcaramels.com. And so is Facebook. Facebook is, it's all the same. Luckily I was blessed to be able to get that. So we're good with that. I would just say, you know, we all have our dreams and the things that we want to do. And there may be something that you can do in the part-time world. You know, make sure you have that support system there for you. I'm sorry. I think there's some work going on around if there's noise in the
background. You're good. You're good.
You know, you really have to make sure you have that support system. And don't be afraid to share or develop it yourself. Just keep at it. And that's what happened with me. There was that fear for a long time. And it was almost a fear of success. Like, what happens when this happens? Well, you know what? We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Just keep moving ahead. And, you know, you learn from your mistakes. And, you know, have your support system there to help pick you back up when you're down. And then turn around and do that for somebody else. It's always great to be a good support, because you never know what you'll learn by being supportive to someone else. I think that's just huge. And if we can all do that, we can just keep lifting ourselves up.
I love it. I love it. Brown Sugar Caramels. Where did you come up with the name? We got 1 minute.
Well, you know, if you look at me, you got a little brown sugar. So
yes, you do. Yes, you do. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicole is stunningly beautiful. Again, the caramels are delicious, decadent, experience, pleasure. I'm just so excited for you. Happy. And it's an excellent product. And so sky's the limit. And like you said, you cross that bridge when you get to it. Mm-hmm. And you keep crossing them bridges.
Yes. Yeah. We're looking at developing more flavors. So those will be coming out soon. I'm starting to look in and doing a test kitchen of sauces maybe and all, but you know, brown sugar's in everything. So it's rich, it's amazing, it's decadent. You can't help but love it.
I love it. I love you. Thank you so much, Nicole, for being on my show and just sharing your journey and your brown sugar caramels.
You all have to
go out and get them. You will love them.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.